This is Walter Ross saying good evening to every Beta Sigma Phi in the free world. Do you realize that this is the 38th time that I've had the pleasure and the privilege of wishing you a happy anniversary? I should like to extend a very special greeting to those of you who are attending your very first Founders Day. I have some thoughts for you this evening, some thoughts about you and Beta Sigma Phi. In expressing these to you, I shall hope to represent every Beta Sigma Phi in the world. There are now 200,000 of you in many countries. Beta Sigma Phi was founded, as you know, in 1931, in the very depth of World Depression. It was a most difficult time for millions of people throughout the world. Many people had forgotten how to hope. Many had lost all faith in the future. But two small groups of young women, one in Veneta, Oklahoma, and another in Abilene, Kansas, still had hope and still had sublime faith. They were our two very first chapters. They received me with open minds and open hearts. They were willing to listen and to dream with me. Just think for a moment of the fact that in that day we had no magazine, a most difficult and involved cultural program, and in the case of Veneta, not even an official badge. Our sponsor in Veneta, Mrs. Leona Schroers, who is still our sponsor there at more than 80 years of age, believed in this young man who asked her to help, and help she did. She formed the chapter. In Abilene, there were seven charter members who, while we had a pin, plus the same difficult program, there was little of what we know today in this world organization, except the faith of these seven. These two chapters, by being able to see in a dark world, by being able to imagine what could be, and by giving of themselves so generously to Beta Sigma Phi, became the very cornerstones upon which this great organization was built. Tonight, you are enjoying the fruits of their confidence and courage, but I would have you know that they are enjoying the strength of your presence and your courage. Your faith and work are needed by Beta Sigma Phi now as theirs was needed then. You know, you can believe in Beta Sigma Phi. It has proved that for 38 years and will continue to prove it throughout all the years. Beta Sigma Phi has integrity. Those of us who are fortunate enough to be in the position of serving you are dedicated to that pleasant and rewarding task. I have spent most of my life in Beta Sigma Phi, and I want you to know that I have enjoyed every minute of it. Our two sons, who have served you for many, many years, are both totally dedicated to Beta Sigma Phi, and so are the other fine folks in the international staff. You do realize, I am sure, that behind the vows you have taken is a precious, living, vital, and beautiful entity, Beta Sigma Phi. Wherever you are, at home or abroad, you represent it. Take care of it. Enfold it. Love it. I shall not be here always to greet you on these great occasions, but you will be here. Beta Sigma Phi will be here, and it could not possibly be in better hands. Take good care of it, won't you? Many, many happy returns of this, your 38th anniversary. Good night.